All right, this is the two. This is the two that you're going to have more specific practice on. Before you get to choosing statistics two, there's a whole pink thing that's just like this. You get two statements. One's a correlation, the other's with in-groups ANOVA. Practice telling them apart. Please do that exercise. Please do that pink thing, the one called within group F and R hypotheses. Please do this before you do choosing statistics two. It'll set you up for greater success. Both of these statistics are applied to data from a repeated measures design when you have two quantitative variables from each person. In the within groups ANOVA, you are asking if the two different variables have different means. In the correlation, you're asking if those two variables are related to each other. That is, if you can predict the score on one from the score on the other. So patients entering therapy for depression were asked to complete the Beck Depression Inventory, a quantitative variable, during the first therapy session that we'll call pretest, and again during the last session that we'll call post-test. The therapist had two different questions. Question for you is, which statistic answers which research question? Is the mean post-test score lower than the mean pretest score? Well, obviously, this is the nice way to write it. Mean pretest, mean post-test. We're going to be comparing means. That's going to be the within groups ANOVA. And the other one, does a person's pretest score predict their post-test score? Anytime you see predict, you can translate linearly related to. Is a person's pretest score correlated with or linearly related to their post-test score? That question of prediction or linear association is a correlation. Let's look at a couple more examples. In a study of recall memory in young adults, participants were given a list of 40 common words to study for 5 minutes. They were then given a blank piece of paper and instructed to write down all the words they could recall from the list. Data were collected for two kinds of recall errors. Exclusions, words on the list that weren't written down. In other words, stuff they forgot, called exclusions. And intrusions, words that weren't on the list, but they did write down, called shit they made up. So the researcher has two hypotheses. The one hypothesis is there will be more exclusions than intrusions. So the research question, more of one than of the other, is a mean difference hypothesis. If I expect more of one than of the other, I could say I expect a higher number of mean exclusions than mean intrusions. Sometimes people talk about means, sometimes they just talk about more and less. You got to catch that on the way by. So we're looking at a mean difference, and because we're looking at a mean difference, it's going to be a within groups ANOVA, and we're going to have hypotheses about means. The same mean for the null, different means for the research hypothesis. The other researcher, those participants who have more intrusions will also be those who have more exclusions. If you have more of one, you're expected to have more of the other. In other words, the number of one that you have allows me to predict the number of the other that you have. That's a question about linear relationship or prediction or correlation. And so we're going to use a statistic, Pearson's correlation. And now, the null hypothesis and the research hypothesis are about linear relationships. One more quick example. I have two questions about the relationship between exam one and exam two. First question, students who do poorly on exam one will also do poorly on exam two. There we're talking about prediction or relationship. So we're going to use a correlation, and the research and the null hypothesis will be expressed using the term linear relationship. My other question is that 350 students will do better on exam two than exam one. This is a comparison of means, and so it's going to be a within groups ANOVA, and the null and the research hypotheses are going to be using language about means and mean comparisons.